Hello, good afternoon. Welcome back to my show. This is Edu. Welcome to BNB. This is Better Not Bitter. Because in life, we should always remember that being bitter is an option and being better is a choice. At doon tayo dapat lagi pumapanik sa mga bagay na nakaka-better, hindi doon sa mga nakaka-bitter. This time, I'd like to talk about the cost of getting the answer. Marami tayong mga katanungan sa buhay. Mga what if, mga why, when, kailan nga ba? But after getting the answer, we tend to think it over and iniisip natin kung ano nga ba ang naging cost nito para makuha natin ang mga kasagutan. And I have 4 points in here to talk about na sana ay makatulong sa inyo. I am not a graduate of any psychology courses, nor I work in those kind of companies, but the points of view, my ideas in here, they are truly my own opinion. They are not intended to cloud your decision making in life, but rather to help you and to uphold betterment in your life. So once again, thank you for revisiting my show, the BNB show. Totally, I'm thankful for all the support that I get from you. So yes, let's go ahead and start. In our life, we get a lot of questions, especially when we are in our mid-20s. We tend to ask God, ourselves, tinatanong natin kung bakit narito tayo sa ganitong point ng buhay na kung saan papalit-palit. We get happiness and then suddenly we get blanked. And then nagiging malungkot tayo, maging masaya na naman, neutral, and then malungkot na naman. It's like a cycle and it's a tiring cycle. Nakakapagod. And sometimes, we get to ask those kind of questions, yung mga specific na mga tanong. And then, yeah, there are things that we do just to get the answer. But after getting the answer, we tend to think it over and analyze. Does it really worth the cost? Does the cost worth the answer? Yung mga ganung katanungan. So, if we're lucky enough, our questions in life are being answered. But if we're not lucky enough, well, dun yan siya papasok sa mga bagay na mga katanungan na mahirap sagutin. And it will take a lot of time to get the answer. I understand that some of you has this kind of thinking wherein not all questions in life has to be answered. That is true, I can agree to that. Because as of now, meron din ako mga katanungan na hindi pa nasasagot. But nevertheless, I am glad that I am able to continue my life living as if I don't have any question at all. Well, it's normal to have this kind of questions. It makes us human and it makes us normal. Ooh, daming is. So, on this talk, on this episode, I have four points in here to talk about, and I identify them as the cost of getting the answer. Let's proceed with the first one. I'll give you a heads up. It's actually four, and I made an acronym of it. I called it TERA. T-E-R-A. So the T stands for time. For us to be able to get the answer, we tend to spend a lot of time to seek the answer, of course. And time that we spent, sometimes we are unsure and then we are unwilling. However, because the entirety of that desire to get the answer is so strong, kaya kahit unwilling tayo, we spend time just to seek the answer. Pinaghahandaan din kasi natin. To give you a specific example, if you wanted to know the feeling of being loved or the feeling of being cherished, it'll take time. You have to be better. You have to make yourself better. Ihahanda mo ang sarili mo so that one day, at that special day of your life, someone will cherish you, will love you, Kasi hindi naman tayo bigla na lang mamahalin just because, just like that. Dapat may makita din silang kaibig-ibig din sa atin. Unless na lang if it's really meant to be. Kasi kahit di ka nakapaghilamos, you're still the one. Yun yung kanta ni Shania Twain. You're still the one. So for me, it's very high cost. I mean, the price is too much. Nasa first point pa lang tayo, and this is time. And I think to get the answer, it requires time. It's definitely a lot. Well, I am speaking of in general naman. Sa lahat naman ng katanungan natin, it takes time, di ba? Even math, when you have an equation and you have to solve it, it'll take time, and then, yeah, for you to get the answer. So, if you have a lot of questions in your life, or just one question in your life, are you willing to give time? Hindi ko masasabi kung gaano kadaming oras ang i-google mo dyan, but definitely, it'll take time for you to get the answer. Kung ang tanong mo ay, magiging successful ba ako when I reach 25, then you'll have to work on it. If you're 20 right now, then you have to start working so that after 5 years or, yeah, definitely 5 years, you'll be able to get the answer. And are you willing to pay that much? Of course you do, because you don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. Alright, so sa Terra, proceed tayo sa E. E stands for experience. For you to get the answer, you have to be experienced. Or, you have to get an experience. Hindi ka dadating sa isang kasagutan na wala kang karanasan. Because it's a common cliche that experience is the best teacher. Also, experience is the best answer finder. Oh, ha, may mga bago tayong mga line dito. Gawa-gawa ko lang talaga yun. But definitely, that's what I think. Experience is one of those many things that could lead you to an answer to that big question in your life that you've been asking for. Let me share to you my personal experience regarding this. When I was 2016, after I graduated, I was so, you know, full of dreams, high hopes about life, and then it crossed my mind. Ano kaya ang pakiramdam ng isang guro? And that is why I worked in a call center just for me to improve my speech so that when I become a teacher, I can provide or I can instruct my students well because I have trained how to speak right. So, it took me a lot of time to become a teacher. I've wondered how to become a teacher around 2016, and I became a teacher around 2019. It took me a lot of time to get the answer. It took me a lot of experience to get the answer. So, can you imagine how costly it is to get an answer in life? Kaya kung meron tayong mga katanungan sa classrooms, kung nag-aaral man kayo, and you think it's too hard, no, don't feed yourself into the negativity na mahirap masyado ang ginagawa sa school. Mas mahirap yung mga katanungan sa tunay na buhay. Because they require time, they require experience, and it takes longer than usual. Unlike sa school, we get a question, even if it's an essay, we can finish that for at least 10 minutes, 5 minutes, if it's just a basic essay. So there. I hope you're enjoying. We now have 2 points in here, time and experience. And as much as possible, I'm making this podcast very brief. Maiksi lang kasi ayoko nang nakaka-boring. So we are now on our third point. So sa Terra, this is the R, which stands for risks. For us to be able to get the answer, we have to go on risky matters. We have to take the risk. We don't know, of course, but we'll know after we take the risk. Marami sa atin ang takot to take the risk because we do not know what will happen, whether we succeed or not. But not unless you convince yourself to be unafraid of risk, to face it head on. Then you will not be able to get the answer. kahit mag-invest ka pa ng time, kahit mag-invest ka pa ng napakagandang experience to get the answer, if you will not take risk, then you will not get the answer. Kasi yung panahon na ginugol mo, yung mga naranasan mong mga magagandang bagay to train yourself to be better, isusugal mo yun eh. This is where you make a big decision. You risk those things. And then if you're not strong enough, if you're not willed enough to do it, then hanggang number to ka lang, hanggang experience ka lang, it will not definitely give you the answer that you've been looking for. Because as for me, stick na ako dun sa old example ko. How does it feel to become a teacher? 2016, I've longed to have an answer for that. But it took me around 3 years, 2019, to get the answer. But you know what? Before I got the answer, I did risk everything. I applied on a school wherein I do not have any educational units. Kaya hindi ko iniisip na maka-hire ako. However, yung in-applyan ko kasi is accounting, business, and management. And that's definitely related to my course. That is the reason why I was hired. And at that time, I have no competitor. There was no competition at all kasi ako lang yung nag-apply. However, I did risk everything. By doing that, I put my image on it. I put effort. I put time. I put all the experience that I have learned since day one. Isinugal ko doon. And guess what? I was hired. And that is the essence of risk in getting the answer. It's so important. You have to be better at doing a decision. You have to be strong-willed and afraid of getting the result. And lastly, doon sa Terra, we are now on the A, the last part, which is the achievement. For you to get the answer, you have to have enough achievement. You have to have enough achievement to really experience, to really enjoy the answer. Without a good experience, without a good achievement, you can't enjoy the answer. So these four put together will get you the answer, according to what I have experienced. I know you guys have a lot of point of views. I would love to hear them. So for you to be able to get the answer, you have to have a valid achievement that would allow you to be there. Kung naging lousy ako sa call center, kung naging lousy ako sa school as a marketing student, I wouldn't be an ABM teacher right now. Hindi sana ako mag-handle ng accounting, business, and management class if I would have been lousy in my preparations. But since I have done well, hindi ko rin kasi talaga inakala na makukuha ko yung ganitong trabaho. But ever since I asked that question, what it feels to be a teacher, I've been doing so well in preparation to become a teacher. Akala ko nga, being a teacher is going to be my last career. But I think it's not. Naisip ko lang. So there, I hope that you enjoyed my points of views in here. Time, experience, risk, and achievements. These are the four things, the Terra, that will get you the answer. And I am hoping that in your daily living, in your everyday life, those questions that you have ay nasasagot paunti-unti. One assurance that I can give you, you cannot get all the answer at once, but in the meantime, paunti-unti nakukuha ninyo ang mga kasagutan. And I hope that when you get the answer, instead of being regretful or instead of being yung nagsisisi na, ay nako, sana hindi ko na to ginusto. Nawa ay matuto kayo. Be more resilient. Tingnan nyo yung mga positive na bagay and gain strength from it. Just because it turns out, just because dumating yung bagay, yung sagot na hindi natin ini-expect, eh, mawawala na tayo ng gana. Instead, we should draw strength from it. Yung learning, yung experience, yung mga ginugol natin na panahon, yung mga natutunan natin doon, gamitin natin ulit sa susunod na laban. In life, hindi tayo pwedeng makita or hindi natin pwede sabihin sa buhay na talunan tayo, because in life, there is no loser. Lahat lang ay nagta-try and try until they win. You try today and you haven't win, then call it trying. don't call it losing. Keep on trying until you win the game. That's all. I hope you enjoy the show. Have a great day. Goodbye.